Blog Talk Radio.
I believe I run on, see what thing is gonna be. I wanna run on, see what thing will be. I believe I run on, see what thing is gonna be. There's something at the end just waiting for me. I believe I'll run on, see what the end will be. I believe I'll run on, see what the end will be. I believe I'll run on, see what the end will be. There's something at the end just waiting for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, hit them up on Facebook, tweet them, and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. I want to welcome all listeners to the show, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. I don't know about you, glory be to God, but that's my testimony. I believe I'm going to run on to see what the end's going to be. Glory be to God, because there's something. They are waiting just for me. Amen. I'm going to run on to see what the end going to be. Amen. Just have a couple of general announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We are ministry without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the whole world. Apostle Yvonne Ryle is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can email Apostle Yvonne at yrowell50@gmail.com or connect with her on her Facebook page, Prophetess Yvonne Ryle, and you can leave her a message there. Also, we want to encourage you to become a partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. For a monthly donation, you can become a partner, be on our prayer list, amen, and help us spread the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. Amen. There are several ministries under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Ryle. First, on Sunday, we have the Hour of Power from 6 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. First half of the Hour of Power's Prophetic Corner with your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth. Our Minister Lane is the radio host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then on Mondays, we have what we call Moment in the Spirit. It's a two-minute clip that will jumpstart your week off with the Word. You can receive the Moment in the Spirit for an offering of $25 or more, and this will automatically put you on our prayer list. Moment in the Spirit is hosted by Minister Michelle Wilson. Amen. So we want to encourage you to get that, and you can receive it by text or email of your choice. Then on Tuesday, we have One Word from the Lord with your host, Apostle Yvonne Ryle and Pastor Joseph Ryle at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to get connected. You want to stay connected, amen, to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry and all the ministries that are under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Ryle, who is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Amen. If you want to hear some preaching, Pastor is a preaching man. Amen. You will truly be blessed. Amen. Then on Saturdays, we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministry Wild Radio with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askews. 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Elder is from FaithCon by Hearing Ministry. We want to encourage you to get connected, a powerful woman of God, a powerful show, a praying woman of God. Amen. If you need prayer, please leave your prayer request on my Facebook page or submit your prayer on my website, voiceoftruth@yoda.com, and we will keep you in prayer. Amen. That's all of our announcements for the day. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for another day. Father God, we just thank you for health and strength, oh Father. Father God, we just say thank you for all that you have already done. We thank you, Father God, that all our needs are met, Father God. Father God, we just thank you for every soul that you're going to save, oh God, every soul that you're going to deliver, every soul that you're going to set free, Father. Oh, Father God, we just give you praise and honor and glory for it right now, Father. We praise your holy name for thou worthy of all our praises, oh Father. Oh, Father, we come praying for the sick and the shut-ins, those who have lost loved ones, Father. We pray that you will comfort them even now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise, Father. We give you glory. Lord, when we magnify thy name, for thou art worthy of all of our praises. Father God, we thank you for just being God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for life in itself, Father. We thank you that you touched us this morning and woke us up and started us on our way. We thank you, Father, for the food that you give unto us. We thank you for the clothing that's on our back. We thank you for the roof over our head, oh Father. We just said thank you, Father. We thank you for supplying all of our needs, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just give you praise and we give you glory, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh Father God, we pray that you will bring a soul out of sin, Father. We pray that you will save a soul right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, for your glory, Lord. We just give you praise and honor and glory for this soul, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Father God. We thank you for healing and deliverance in their lives even now, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we just thank you for your holy word, Father God. We just give this message back unto you, oh Father. Decrease me and increase you, oh Father, in the name of thee. The Holy Spirit, speak your word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Speak the word. Glory be to God. We just give you praise and glory for your word, Father God. We thank you for the life-giving word of God. Hallelujah. We just give you praise. We just give you honor. And we magnify your holy name, for thou art worthy of all of our praises, Father. And we thank you, Father God, for meeting the need of this person, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh Father God, you know what they need, oh God. Whatever it is, God, let them know, Father, that you are able to supply everything that they need. It's nothing too hard for God. He says nothing too hard for him. You just got to believe. Oh, hallelujah. You got to believe and you got to get in your word, glory be to God, so that you will know the promises of God. God is able to supply everything that you need. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, God, we just thank you right now for being Jehovah Jireh in this person's life, even now, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the supernatural supply, even now, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise and honor and glory for it, even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I believe I'm going to run on and see what the end gonna be. Hallelujah. The message will come from Galatians today. Hallelujah. Galatians 6. Hallelujah. Galatians 6, and I'm going to begin reading at verse number 9. And the word of God reads, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are the household of faith." Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The scripture said, "Let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we reap if we faint not." Hallelujah. The title of our message is, "Be not weary in well doing." Hallelujah. Be not weary in well doing. Hallelujah. Paul is telling us, don't give up. Don't turn back. Don't look back. Don't faint. And don't get tired. Keep on doing the work of the Lord. Because when we keep on doing the work of God, there is a harvest to come. In other words, we got to keep running the race. Glory be to God for the higher calling. Glory be to God. Be not weary when you're doing the right thing. Be not weary when all have turned against you, when you're doing the work of the Lord. Be not weary when your friends turn their backs on you. Be not weary, but keep doing a good work for the Lord. Be not weary, glory be to God, and when others say that you're not called nor chosen, be not weary in well-doing, but in due season, glory be to God, you shall reap a harvest. Glory be to God. Be not weary. Glory be to God. Oh, my God, my God. For the word of God says, hallelujah. But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. Glory be to God. Keep on doing the work that God has called you to do. Glory be to God, because there's a crown of life waiting on you. Glory be to God. Be not weary. Glory be to God. But keep on working for the Lord. Glory be to God. Bible tells us, glory be to God, that the race is not given to the swift, not to the strong, but unto him who endures to the end. We got to endure to the end, no matter what we go through. Glory be to God. Be not weary, for the Lord is with you. Be not weary, glory be to God, for God has started a work in you. And when he has started the work, he is able to finish the work in you. Be not weary, be not tired, but stand and do the work of God. Keep on doing the work of the Lord. Glory be to God. Be not weary. Glory be to God. Don't get tired. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Glory be to God. But stand strong. Glory be to God. Sometimes on this Christian journey, Lord, my God, my God, we have to encourage ourselves when times of trouble. Glory be to God. Be not weary. Glory be to God, for the Lord will never leave you alone. Glory be to God. Be not weary, for in due season you shall reap when you faint not. Just like a farmer, glory be to God, when he's plowing the field back in the day, glory be to God, and they had the old mule and they had the old plow, glory be to God, and he had to go out and plow the ground, and I can imagine that it was hot outside, but yet, that old hard-working farmer, glory be to God, he would take that mule and that plow, and he began to plow, and the dust would come back in his face, and I can imagine rats was popping up from the hard ground as he plowed the ground, but he knew he had to plow the ground, glory be to God, because in the plowing of the ground, he was getting the ground ready to receive a harvest, glory be to God. Therefore, glory be to God, when he got the ground ready and he planted the corn seeds and tomato seeds and the turnip greens and the okra and tomato seeds, glory be to God, he was looking forward to a harvest because he didn't stop doing the work. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I can just imagine, glory be to God, as the dust was flying back, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the rock was flying back like a lot of times in our lives. Oh, glory be to God. People throw dust in our face. Glory be to God. They throw rocks at us and hide their hand. Glory be to God. But we cannot be weary. We got to be like the farmer that's plowing, the plowman. Glory be to God that is plowing, because he knows that once he gets the ground, ground ready. Ah, hallelujah. He's going to receive a harvest. Glory be to God. You can't receive a harvest if you don't plant nothing. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. The farmer knows, glory be to God, at the end of the season, he is expected to get a harvest. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Ah, hallelujah. We got to do the work of God. Hallelujah to God. We got to do the work for the true and living God. My God, my God, because there is a reward. Ah, hallelujah. Those who endure to the end, glory be to God, there is a reward. God did not say that it would be easy. Glory be to God, but he said, I'll be with you. Glory be to God. He said, you make one step, I'll make another step. Be not weary in well-doing. Keep on living in holiness. Keep on living in righteousness. Keep on living for the Lord. Glory be to God. You may be the only somebody on your job doing it, but that's all right. Glory be to God. Everybody around you might not care about you. Glory be to God. But keep on doing the right thing. Keep on doing a good work for the Lord. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. You got to be steadfast. You got to be unmovable in doing the work of the Lord. Glory be to God. Be not weary. Hallelujah, says the Lord. Don't be weary in doing the work. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Stay focused and keep your eyes on the Lord. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. Keep on running. Ah, hallelujah. Keep on running for that prize. Glory be to God. Be not weary. Glory be to God. Because there is a harvest of blessings. Oh, glory be to God, even in the land of the living. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Be not weary in well-doing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, sometimes, glory be to God, in our lives, glory be to God. Hallelujah. When we say we're going to live for Jesus, we're going to walk for Jesus. Hallelujah. Many things come our way. And the Bible tells us there are many afflictions of the righteous, but God will deliver them out of them all. We got to keep on doing the work. Glory be to God. We cannot stop doing the work because there's a harvest of blessings. Glory be to God. Oh, my God, my God. There's a harvest of blessings. Ah, hallelujah. Keep doing the work because there's a blessing in it. Glory be to God. Be not weary. Glory be to God. You know, the Bible tells us that God will be our strength. He will renew our strength, that we'll mount up like eagles. Glory be to God. We will run and we'll walk and we won't fight. Glory be to God, because he'll give us the strength. Be not weary, says the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The devil comes to stop you. Glory be to God, my God. But we have to continue in doing the work of God. Hallelujah. We can't let nothing stop us. We can't let nothing turn us around when disappointment and discouragement come. Glory be to God. We can't let it stop us from doing the work. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Oh, hallelujah. My God, we got to sow the seeds in order to reap the blessings of the Lord in due season. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. We got to be like the farmer. We can't be lazy. Glory be to God. But we got to get out there and do the work of the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There's surely a blessing there if we do the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. We must stay strong. Glory be to God. And don't give up. Glory be to God. For there is a reward for the worker. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. My God. Be not weary and well doing. Glory be. That's a song. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. That says, I don't feel no way tired. Glory be to God. We ought to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I feel no way tired. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I come too far by the faith of God. He done brought me too far for me to get weary and to quit now. Glory be to God. I got to keep on moving. I got to keep on going. I can't stop. I got to keep on doing the work of God. Hallelujah. I feel no way past. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I came too far for from where I started from, by the help and the grace and the mercies of God. Hallelujah. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. Hallelujah. He didn't say that it would be easy, but I don't believe that he brought me this far to leave me. He said, be not weary in well-doing. Be not weary. Hallelujah, my God, my God. If we continue to do the work, glory be to God, there is a blessing for us. Glory be to God. Oh, my God, my God. You know, the Bible tells us in Luke 9 and 62, and you can read it in your own devotion of time, that no man who put his a hand to a plow and look back is fit for the service in the kingdom of God. We got to be like the plowman. We got to be like that farmer. Glory be to God. We can't get weary, no matter how dark it may get, no matter how the storm may rise. Glory be to God. We cannot put down the fire. Glory be to God. We got to keep on working for the Lord. We got to keep on moving for the Lord. We got to keep on doing the work of God. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. Because there is a war, and he's a good pay master. Glory be to God. Continue to do a good work for the Lord. Never, never give up on God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Never do the work of God the world's way. Do it God's way. Glory be to God. Everything is going to be all right. Glory be to God. And the scripture tells us, as we have therefore opportunity to good unto all men, let us love those that hate us. Let us give unto those that hate us. Give the word and preach the word to all men. Glory be to God, that their souls might be saved. Glory be to God, my God, my God. And let us, hallelujah, do good unto the household of faith. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. The household of faith. The Lord says, glory be to God. We need to be good unto those that are of the same faith. Glory be to God. But many times we are not good unto those that are of the household of faith. Be to God. Hallelujah. But we are required by God, hallelujah, to be good to those of the household of faith. Glory be to God. Come from among them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Let's be good to our brothers and sisters in Christ. Let us speak good about them. All in their faces and behind their back. Glory be to God. Let us do good unto the household of faith. Glory be to God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. For God, hallelujah, said in his word that he will never leave us nor forsake us, no matter what we go through. Hallelujah. Be not weary in well doing. You may be the only somebody doing it. Glory be to God. But know that God is with you. Do the work of the kingdom of God to bring glory unto his holy name. For the Bible tells us when we do the work of God, I'm paraphrasing, when we do the work of God, our work is not in vain when we're doing it for the Lord. But if we're doing it for ourselves, if we're doing it to please man, that work is in vain. That's a vain work. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Oh, my God. Praise the Lord, everybody. Oh, hallelujah. The truth is, glory be to God. We got to keep doing the work of God. If we made a vow unto God, we got to keep doing the work. You can't stop. Glory be to God, because you done made a promise unto the Lord. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Be not weary in well-doing. Glory be to God. Do more than enough. Glory be to God. No matter what nobody thinks, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Do more than enough in the service of the Lord. And know that your work is not in vain. Glory be to God. Don't matter what the world says. Hallelujah. Don't matter what the enemy says. Glory be to God, because you're pleasing God and not man. Glory be to God. And when you're trying to live right, hallelujah, you're not going to have a lot of friends when you're trying to live right. When you're trying to live holy, when you're trying to live righteous, when you're trying to live by the word and walk by the word and talk by the word and to serve God, hallelujah, to Jesus, it's not an easy road. He didn't say it would be. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We can't get tired. We can't get tired doing the work of God. Hallelujah, my God, we can't get tired. Oh, my God, we got to do the work of God. His work has a purpose in our lives. Glory be to God. I see you no way tired. Glory be to God. I don't know about you, but I think I'm going to run on to see what the end going to be. I think I'm going to run on for Jesus. Glory be to God. I believe that I'm going to run on. Hallelujah. See what the end going to be. Because that's something at the end just waiting for me. Glory be to God. I just praise God for his holy word. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Oh, hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. In due season and in God's timing shall you reap a harvest for doing a good work for the Lord. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. In other words, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up on God. Don't stop. Don't stop doing the work. Don't stop. Continue in the faith. Continue in the faith of God. Hallelujah. Love the household of faith just as well as you love all of us. Love your brothers and sisters in Christ. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Be not weary in well-doing, for it shall bring forth a great harvest of blessings in your life. If you will continue to follow Jesus, if you continue to live for the Lord, if you keep doing the work, if you keep praying, if you keep living in holiness and righteousness, if you keep standing for what is right, if you keep preaching the truth, if you keep preaching Christ, if you keep walking in the straight and narrow, if you keep doing the work for the Lord, if you keep holding on unto God's unchanging hand, there is a reward. My God, my God. Keep believing in the true and living God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. Keep believing in him. Don't turn from him. Don't turn from the faith. Glory be to God. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap a harvest if we faint not. That's the truth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's a true prophecy. Glory be to God. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. We are running out of time. If you don't know Jesus, if you will say this prayer with me, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible, believe me, church, get your Bible and begin to read it and develop your relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook if you have given your life to Christ today. Welcome to the Bible. Body of Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Be not weary in well doing. Hallelujah. For you surely shall receive blessings of a harvest that you never received before in your life. Amen. Now I'm going to go ahead and do the benediction now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. God loves you, and we love you too here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Be blessed and have a in the name of the Lord. Amen.